This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
Welcome to Specsaver, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to me. Seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston. Heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, February 12th. I am Marilyn Weston. This is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective this hour. We're already almost halfway through the month of February. It's the shortest month of the year. In just 36 days, it'll officially be spring. Just 17 days remaining in this month to acknowledge and celebrate Black history. A time to recognize the contributions that Black Canadians have made and continue to make to Canada. There are 2 sleeps until Valentine's Day and 5 sleeps until National Random Acts of Kindness Day. That's Thursday, February 17th. February is filled with special days we can recognize and enjoy. When we're reminded to think of others, to love, to be kinder, and to acknowledge and recognize each other, we enrich our lives. The special days of February inspire us to connect and bond with others, and we can experience the joys of expressing love and kindness. These are complicated times, and sometimes it feels as if there's nothing but bad news. It's on these days especially that we need to take a breath, appreciate what we have, and look around for whatever brings us joy and laughter and hope. Thankfully, we each can be grateful for the start of our day and the opportunities it brings us. When we find ourselves in despair, we have only to count our blessings and celebrate the good in our lives. This month houses the days we can share our heart and think of others and give of ourselves. Valentine's Day is the perfect time to let the people in your life know you care. We live, we think, we do, and we fill our days and they run by. And as they do, we sometimes forget that we don't have all the time in the world with the people we care about. The clock keeps ticking. We need to appreciate what a precious commodity time shared and loving and caring with and for others is. Now is the time to resolve to make every day count. To celebrate and enjoy the designated days like Family Day that'll happen on February 21st. Thankfully, the capacity to love others and keep them close in our heart is limitless. And the more love we have to share, the more fire we have in us to fuel us to live our best. It's up to us to live today and every day the best we can, to recognize what our heart needs to make us feel fulfilled, and go for it. We'll find that when we're true to our heart, our focus for the future will be a path lit by hope and inspiration. We'll enjoy our journey. There's more than one way to get to our goals. It's up to us to find the one that works for us and then do what it takes to make our dreams a reality. Sometimes going with the flow is possible and it keeps things simple. But there are times we must swim against the current to stay true to ourselves and move forward. And it's definitely worth it. It never feels like work when we do what we love. And we never have regrets when we do the best we can to reach our goals. But working towards our goals and dreams is not all there is to living life and living well. We need to ensure that we include others on our journey. We are definitely better together. And as we work to accomplish whatever it is we've set as our goals, we need to take the time to enjoy our moments and open our heart to each other. So that when we reach our destination, we aren't alone and we have others to share our joy. The special days of February are the days that we can give ourselves permission to be loving and caring, kind, as well as focused on doing whatever brings us joy. Our hearts can give us courage, and it also can help us build our relationships so that we don't stand alone. When you find you need information, know you have the experts who'll have your back, the From a Woman's Perspective team is yours today and every day, so you can educate yourself and get what you need to proceed. Our contact information is on marylins.ca. That's marylyns.ca. Just click on radio and then look for the sponsor expert list. And as always, you're welcome to call me personally at 416-504-6777. We gladly will share our knowledge, our experience, and do it from our hearts. Today, we're going to talk vagina with gynecologist Dr. Faye Weisberg of Ephemera New Clinic. We're going to learn the natural health benefits of dark chocolate with Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic. We're going to discuss the risks of surgery for females with Dr. Vivian Brown. We're going to visit with our own Cupid, and we're going to learn about hearing aids, fitness, real estate, feng shui, and even a bit of fashion for me as your wardrobe doctor. So we're going to start with one very important message, and then we're going to learn about investing for retirement with Leslie McCormick of the Farwell Group. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today, online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello, I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to me. Seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marylins.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, Leslie McCormick of the Farwell Group, author of Bank on Yourself, Why Every Woman Should Plan to Be Financially Single Even If She's Not, joins us. Good morning, Leslie.
Good morning, Marilyn.
What are we talking about today?
Today, I'd like to talk about a question we're asked a lot. When should I take my CPP? Some believe that you should go with the bird in hand approach and take it as soon as you can because who knows what tomorrow will bring. Others believe that you should wait and get more because people are living longer. And while both of those opinions have the advantage and appeal of simplicity, I believe the right answer is more nuanced. It depends on your personal circumstances. There are several factors that will affect how much CPP you'll get. Your income before retirement. So did you always contribute the maximum CPP? How many low earning years you may have had? Number of years you worked and contributed, and the type of income you make during your pre-retirement years. For instance, employment income counts towards CPP, but investment or rental income doesn't. Notice these points have nothing to do with anyone else. Rather, they're all based on you and your contribution history. It's why you can't just say, well, my neighbor decided to take it early or late, and so should I. No, because your CPP is based on you, your decision should be based on your own CPP projection. That's why before I answer this question for anyone, the first thing I do is have them make a phone call to Service Canada and ask a couple of scenario questions. So, for instance, if someone's retiring at 60, I have them ask, if I retire at 60 and take my CPP right away, what will my benefit be? If I retire at 60 and no longer contribute, but I wait to take CPP till age 65, what will my benefit be? With those answers, we can run the scenarios through their retirement plan and see what makes the most sense for them in their personal circumstances. Several years ago now, a client of mine, we'll call Greg, retired at the age of 56, and he was bound and determined that he should wait until 65 to take CPP because someone told him that he would get more if he waited. I advised him that before making the decision, he really should call and ask Service Canada the question, what would he get if he started it at 60, or how much would it be if he waited like he wanted to 65, given he retired early and wouldn't have any more contributions? It took some convincing, but he made the call. Greg was really glad he did, because Greg didn't just retire early, but he had some self-employed years that he had chosen not to contribute to CPP during. For him, in his personal circumstances, the difference in CPP between taking it at age 60 and at age 65 was literally $1 per month. I even had him call again and double-check that number. But it was the easiest decision for Greg to make, to take CPP at the age of 60 and not wait like he'd intended to 65. While rarely is the difference in CPP so little, Greg's story really goes to show that the right CPP timing decision for one person may not be the right decision for someone else. Like many financial decisions, it depends on you and your personal circumstances.
Well, Leslie, it says again, you don't know what you don't know. And I didn't even know that you could call Service Canada and get that information and answers to your question. If people are trying to make that decision, are you prepared to walk them through the scenario?
We certainly can.
So how do we reach you?
You can reach us at 416-863-7500.
If you're wondering whether you should take your CPP now or later, get the information you need, listen to the experts, and make an informed decision. The Farwell Group, Leslie McCormick, Darren Farwell, and their team. All you have to do is call 416-863-7500. And the rest will be easy. Thank you for pointing that out, Leslie. I look forward to speaking to you again soon.
I look forward to speaking with you too. Have a wonderful weekend, Marilyn.
Next, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic gives us her weekly health tip, and then we'll chat with hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centres of Toronto, and enjoy a happy story from our Cupid, Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions, and then we'll have a conversation with Dr. Vivian Brown about the risk for female patients in surgery. So stay with me and get it straight from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio.
Why do they call them cookies anyway?
Seniors Tech Services. Computer classes for seniors in Toronto and the GTA.
I wonder what this button's for.
We'll teach you and everything else about your smartphone or iPad. SeniorsTechServices.ca. We also make house calls.
Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us with her weekly tip. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. And, you know, we're getting close to Valentine's Day, so of course we want to talk about the benefits of dark chocolate. So there actually are some health benefits of dark chocolate. And as we know, dark chocolate is made from the cacao tree. It's one of the best sources of antioxidants you can find. So let's talk a little bit about some of those benefits. So dark chocolate is, like I said, loaded with organic compounds that are really biologically act and function as antioxidants. And these include a number of natural chemicals, polyphenols, catechins, all these kinds of things that actually can help to protect our heart. They can actually raise our good cholesterol, so our HDL cholesterol, and actually protects our LDL or our bad cholesterol from oxidation. There was a study that actually found that cocoa powder actually significantly decreased the bad cholesterol in men and actually increased the good cholesterol and lowered the total cholesterol in this particular study in men. So it's really, the antioxidants are really important to make, to get into the bloodstream and protect the fats against oxidative damage. So dark chocolate, unfortunately, contains sugar, so we definitely want to have some dark chocolate, but we want to eat it in moderation. It's, even 100 grams of dark chocolate contain about 600 calories. So I would say in moderation, maybe a small square three times a week would be really helpful. One study actually found that it actually can improve even brain function. And, for example, it was found to improve cognitive function in older adults with mild cognitive impairment. So it can help improve our memory and help to remember that it's Valentine's Day, for example. So lots of good benefits of dark chocolate. So if people want to have some more information about dark chocolate, the benefits, and if they have some issues around diabetes disease, they can certainly give me a call. My phone number is 905-707-2001, and my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
So basically, to deal with diabetes and cardiovascular disease naturally, all you need is to deal with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic. It is possible to make yourself healthier and stronger using natural methods. Remember the phone number, 905-707-2001. A complimentary consultation starts with a conversation, 905-707-2001. Thanks, Dr. Betty, and look forward to speaking to you next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
I'm Catherine Wilking of Feng Shui Designs. A messy space can cultivate stress, yet furniture and pictures placed just so can provide easy function and flow. My gift to you today, 10 ways to raise the chi energy in any space. It's available on my website, catherinewilking.com. Feng Shui, it's practical and it works.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
seniors
to me.
Seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
The words "I love you" warm your heart. But what if impaired hearing makes us miss those three loving words? Or in fact, we miss conversations and participate and fully engage in life when our ears aren't working 100%. To help us learn more about our hearing and hearing aids, hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centres of Toronto joins us this morning. Good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. Your statement is absolutely true. Even the mildest hearing loss can result in missing sounds and speech. Hearing loss usually happens so gradually that most people rarely notice it until others notice it and make us aware of it. Marilyn, did you know that the average time it takes for someone who notices their hearing loss until the time they act and seek treatment is about 7 years? That's 7 years of saying pardon, 7 years of frustrating conversations, 7 years of less enjoyment of life. There's a saying about the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago, and the second best time is now. There's no sense in worrying about the past, but the best thing you can do is mind, whether it is to ask a special someone out on a date or hearing your grandkids tell your story. Hearing well means you're taking care of yourself and living a better life. Which brings me to my happy story for this week. I met a new client a few weeks ago. Her name was Lynn. Lynn was referred to us by a friend who said she absolutely needed to come in and have us look at her hearing aids. Lynn's hearing aids were about 3 years old and needed a good cleaning and a proper adjustment. In the last 3 years of her owning these hearing aids, she had never had them adjusted since the first day she got them. Now, Lynn said she was having a really tough time hearing her granddaughter, and she was getting frustrated about not being able to hear well most of the time. Well, after doing a hearing test and a deep cleaning of her hearing aids, we reset her hearing aid programming for her, and she was simply amazed with how much better she was hearing. She even asked me if she was wearing her own hearing aids. So what I'm saying is take action. Love yourself enough that you can go and take action and get the proper care that you need so that you and everybody else around you can enjoy together.
Well, Edmund, Hearing aids need to be adjusted and cleaned. I've learned that from you, but a lot of people don't know that. So if you have hearing aids and you feel you're not hearing your best, don't just wait for something to happen. Make it happen and take action. I know that Edmund deals with every kind of hearing aid that exists, and all you have to do to get started is call him at 416-754-4327. That's 416-754-4327. If you have noticed hearing loss, don't let it be 7 years before you take action. Take notice of what Edmund Ivazian and his experience as a hearing instrument specialist is giving us. Edmund, you always give us solid information. I hope that people follow up.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Now it's just two sleeps to Valentine's Day, and you still have time to speak with Cupid, get acquainted, and get started on finding the person who can fill your heart with love and share your life. To explain how it's done, meet matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions. Good morning, Cupid.
Good morning, Marilyn. Yeah, so the process is fairly straightforward. People call into the office. Usually what I like to do first is a free consultation. It takes about an hour. You can book that online or you can book it over the phone. And I like to go through an application form, find out all about you, what you're looking for in a partner, how you describe yourself, your background, so I can understand better how to match you going forward. And also I can give you an idea of realistically if you're a good fit for the service. So are there enough people that meet your basic criteria that it's worth your while spending the money? And I'm always happy to do that. I'm very easy to talk to. A lot of people are very nervous when they talk to me the first time, but by the time they're done with me, I think they find me really easy to talk to. So I'm always happy to do that first. And then if you go ahead and join the service, we start matching you within the week.
Well, you know, Linda, one of the positive things is that you charge, because that means that people are really ready to do something and to put their money where their mouth is, so to speak. I think it's comforting, because the things that are free and the Facebook back and forth bantering doesn't seem to get people where they need to be. If someone wants to talk to you and really find out whether you can help them find that special someone, how do we reach you?
So the best thing to do is give our office a call. We have a local number, 416-777-6302. If you're calling from outside the GTA, we have a toll-free number on our website. Our website is full of information, mistyriverintros.com. You can read my blog. I write a dating blog, and there's a lot of good advice on there as well as you can watch some interviews from people who have actually been matched through the service.
So 416-777-6302. If you want to start working on meeting your Valentine, you have 2 days, 416-777-6302. Remember, Misty River Introductions, Linda Miller, she can be your Cupid if you let her. Thank you, Linda.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Next, a health tip from Dr. Vivian Brown, and then Dr. Faye Weisberg of the FemRenew Clinic talks vagina, followed by realtor Melanie Martin, who'll give us her deal of the week, and then we'll have a visit with our feng shui coach, Catherine Wilking, and lots more to follow, all from a woman's perspective with me, Marilyn Weston, and your team right here on Zoomer Radio.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, award-winning family physician, women's health expert, author of the Canadian bestseller, A New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown joins us to give us her weekly health tip. Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Hi there, Marilyn. I wanted to talk today about a new study that just came out in the last 2 months that really is important. What happened is Canadian and U.S. researchers analyzed about more than 1 million patients in Ontario and looked over the years 2007 to 2019, and they assessed how people did after surgery, whether the surgeon was male or female, whether the patient was male or female. And what they found is that male patients did, however, well with either a female or a male surgeon, but female patients who were operated on by a male surgeon had about a 32% increased risk of death, a 16% increased risk of major complications, and an 11% increase in readmission to the hospital within 30 days after surgery. And what this really means is that people, women in particular, did better with female surgeons than they did with male surgeons. I think it's really interesting research, and it's not really calling into question the competence of male surgeons, but it really suggests that female surgeons are doing something a little bit different, particularly with female patients. And so I think it's a great learning opportunity for everyone, male and female surgeons, to look at what the standard of care is, because this is clear data, published data, that really questions whether women do better with a female surgeon than with a male surgeon.
That's eye-opening to women, and anyone listening should remember that male surgeons, the outcome isn't as good for women, and perhaps question it and see if there can be more research. You always give us solid information, and your book has clear, solid information for every woman, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. I have signed copies in my store, and I'm happy to take orders just by anyone calling me at 416-504-6777. And Dr. Brown, where else is the book available?
Well, I'm happy to share, Marilyn, that is on my website, and my website is drvivianbrown.com, all one word. Vivian is V-I-V-I-E-N, so D-R-V-I-V-I-E-N, brown like the color. And you can get health tips, you can see previous blogs. I think it's really a great way to get more information on your health.
There's a link from my website, marilyns.ca, because you're on the sponsor expert list, directly to Dr. Brown's site. And if not, you can go to Amazon, your local bookstore, and of course, you can always call me at 416-504-6777, and my copies are signed. Thank you, Dr. Brown. Look forward to learning more next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
As the last of your tension drips away and Pierre has magically pressed out the last knot, right before you checked, double-checked, and rechecked just how beautiful your hair, makeup, and nails look, a splendid sigh will surface. Michael Cluthe Salon and Beauty Spa. For a complete list of services, call 416-925-6306. Michael Cluthe Salon and Beauty Center on Yonge, just south of St. Clair.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to me. Seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
Unfortunately, people still hesitate and blush when a conversation mentions the vagina. But not here. From a Woman's Perspective has gynecologist Dr. Faye Weisberg of the FemRenew Clinic to speak openly and frankly about the vagina and our vaginal health. And she's here now to do just that, talk vagina. Good morning, Dr. Faye.
Good morning, Marilyn. How are you today?
I'm doing fine, and I'm glad you're here to talk about vagina.
Well, thank you. And I was actually thinking about this today for a couple of reasons. First of all, I think I had a couple of patients in this week who had urinary symptoms. So they had problems with their bladder. They were having a little bit of extra going to the bathroom or losing urine when they cough or sneeze. And one patient with frequent bladder infections, all menopausal. And it reminded me that we need to talk about how the bladder and bladder symptoms, bladder infections can all actually be tied into vaginal health and what happens in the aging process. So as women go through menopause and estrogen level falls, it affects many different things in our bodies, but specifically for today, we're going to talk about how it can thin the lining of the vagina out, and it could also make changes in the bladder and the bladder neck, causing bladder symptoms and urinary incontinence and bladder infections. So I just want to remind women out there that bladder symptoms like losing urine with coughing and sneezing or feeling the urgency to go or even bladder infections are something that could very well be related to menopause and aging the vagina. But the other thing that I want to address as we're getting close to Valentine's Day is that vaginal dryness and the aging vagina can affect intimacy between couples as they get older. And there are women who tell me that they come up with any number of reasons not to have intercourse with their partners. They cringe when they think about it because it just hurts. And the thinning of the vagina is part of what we call the normal aging process as we go through menopause, but it's something that we actually can treat. And we can also treat the bladder health part of this. And the way that we do that is in the FemRenew clinic that I'm really happy and proud of to have is we have non-hormonal methods of approaching this. So we have a Mona Lisa laser, which is it's a laser treatment that is simple and painless that can bring back and rejuvenate the vagina so that it's thick and moist and intercourse no longer hurts. And women can maintain and renew their intimacy with their partners. And at the same time, it helps bladder symptoms like frequent bladder infections or the loss of urine with coughing and sneezing. So I think that women need to sort of think about their symptoms, not be embarrassed about them, and be proactive. And remember that the vagina health matters, bladder health matters, and you matter. So it's something that women need to really be open about addressing. Even if they don't want to talk about it with their friends, give us a call.
Well, women don't speak frequently about vaginas, and I'm saying the word purposefully so that we will get used to hearing the conversation. I know that that's your intent when you join us. And it is good to know that we can say goodbye to discomfort, to antiquated, messy creams and lotions and potions and hormone-based medications, all with your Mona Lisa touch. If someone wants to visit you, do they need a referral?
No, you don't need a referral when it comes to vaginal dryness and urogenital atrophy. Give us a call. 416-924-4666, or go to the website femrenew.ca and send me a message and we'll get back to you with an appointment.
Well, Valentine's Day is two sleeps away, and a gift to yourself can be vaginal health so that you don't have to be suffering silently. You can speak about your vaginal health and get the answers you need from gynecologist Dr. Faye Weisberg and her team at the FemRenew Clinic. 416-924-4666, femrenew.ca. Don't suffer silently. Ask your questions, get your answers, and take charge of your health, your vaginal health. Thank you, Dr. Faye. Happy Valentine's Day.
And happy Valentine's Day to you. Bye-bye.
Each of our hearts yearns for someone or something unique and special to bring us joy. When that special something is an escape to a life in the country, you don't need a Cupid. You need an experienced, knowledgeable realtor who understands the properties north of Toronto and who work with her heart as well as her experience and her mind to find you the best deal and the best property for you. Realtor Melanie Martin is our go-to person when it comes to finding property north of Toronto, and she joins us now to share her deal of the week. Good morning, Melanie.
Good morning, Marilyn. And yes, as always, I'm looking for that lovely little deal of the week. And sometimes the price is, I think, in line, and sometimes I don't think it's in line. But I want to say that right now, the most important thing about buying a property is having a good agent, because not just your agent is working for you, the other agent that is selling the property, hopefully they're working with you as well. So I try to establish a relationship with whoever is the selling agent so that they know who I am, and then I present to them who my buyer is. and what their capabilities are. Because before you bring the offer to the table, you still have to know that there's a sort of a resonance going on and a communication going on, because there's too many offers going on the table. So the property I'm looking at today for you is actually a lovely little property in a niche area close to Horseshoe Valley Road and actually Horseshoe Valley Ski Resort. Now, there's not just skiing in winter. There is golfing, and there's closeness to, let's say, the water body. Wasaga Beach is still only about half an hour away, or Penetanguishene, Midland. There's lovely areas here that you can do sports year-round. So this is more of a retirement community. These homes are lovely appointed. The price isn't too bad. It's a regular size lot, say 50 by 100, but you've got a little bungalow here with a double car garage and 3,000 square feet of living area with cathedral ceilings. It's just a beauty. Now, you might think that this should be 1.2, 1.5. No, it's only 998,000.
So basically you're saying, for someone who wants to have access to athletic endeavors all year round and be in a niche community near Horseshoe Valley and Wasaga Beach, a 3,000 square foot bungalow doesn't sound too small, and cathedral ceilings sound beautiful. You said, how much is this property again?
Just under $1 million at $998,000 asking price.
So if someone wants to see this, you can probably do this virtually. And if this isn't their dream property, you have others, I'm sure.
Yes, and as the spring heats up, we're going to have lots more properties come on the market.
So how do we reach you and talk about our dreams?
Yes, call me at 1-800-357-4193.
You can escape to the country, and you could do it on your terms with the help of Realtor Melanie Martin. Thank you, Melanie, for this deal of the week, and I look forward to an exciting one next week, too.
For sure, we'll be on the hunt.
There are many things Valentine's Day brings to mind, but until last Saturday, feng shui and love and relationships didn't enter my mind together. But that's why we have a feng shui coach, to introduce us to ways to improve our lives from a fresh perspective, a feng shui one. Now, to explain more, we have Catherine Wilking, our From a Woman's Perspective feng shui coach, with us. Good morning, Catherine.
Hi, Marilyn. Yes, feng shui works in many, many areas of life. And once you begin to take notice of what supports are needed, specifically just for you, you know, colors and shapes and items, and everything begins to unroll in a positive way. I have an example today. A client called, actually several years ago, about the chaos in her house. And they had built a beautiful place on the side of a river with a pool, an in-law suite, and, you know, furnishings that you can't imagine. And they were both unhappy. Well, feng shui to the rescue, right? Well, what I saw when I was there was that everything was oversized for just the two of them. The space was planned for entertaining and such. What they really needed was some cozy, intimate space for just the two of them. A place to cuddle in, watch TV, and relax at the end of the day. They also fell for some of the add-ons the builder had suggested. Things like a gas fireplace in the master bedroom and vaulted ceilings and crazy ornate lighting fixtures. And all of these things represent stuff that's not good for intimacy. So what they needed was a space to connect away from the world and just for the two of them. Well, after we calmed down the energy in the bedroom with some warmer tones and found a spot for them to connect at the end of the day, helped them shop for new light fixtures, I went in for a follow-up visit, and the lady that came to greet me was not the same lady that I met earlier. This one was happy and blonde. She changed not only her hair, but her attitude and her life and her marriage. How wonderful to witness this transformation in a couple. Yes, feng shui works in many ways. First the tangibles, and then the subtle messages that we send ourselves every single day. And this happens. The ripple effect is real. It's one of the bases of feng shui, because life doesn't stop. It just keeps moving. So if you need help with your house and your relationships, you know where to find me. I do have classes and things that can transform you and your life. So check out my site, CatherineWilking.com, or just call me and I'd love to talk with you. I'm at 905-599-2693.
So for a positive rhythm in your life, feng shui works. And to create intimate spaces and improve your relationship, feng shui works too. Catherine, last week you mentioned a book that you were giving for free about love and relationships. Can you describe a little, please?
I have a lovely booklet to offer our listeners for the Valentine's Day this year, Feng Shui for Love and Relations. It's something to help you cultivate your intimate long-term relationships. It's how we can keep the connection positive through long-term relationships.
So a free booklet, all we have to do is either log on to katherinewilking.com, and Catherine is with K-A-T-H-R-Y-N Wilking.com, or call 905-599-2693. Happy Valentine's Day, Catherine. Thank you for teaching me that feng shui and relationships can actually go together.
Yes, for sure. It's an e-booklet. I forgot to mention that. So I have a lovely e-booklet to offer our listeners. So they do have to call in or sign in, and I'll get that right out to them.
Catherine, thank you, and I look forward to learning more about feng shui next week. Now, Chief Operating Officer and Chief Policy Officer of CARP, Bill Van Gorder, joins us to explain more about CARP and what it's working on to help us as we age in Canada. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Marilyn.
What do you have for us today?
Well, today, at CARP, we know that scientific studies show us that regular fitness activity can not only improve the physical condition of older Canadians, but it helps with our mental, emotional, and brain health as well. It's never too late to reap the rewards of physical activity. In fact, doctors tell us that if the benefits of physical activity could be put in a pill, the wealth of evidence shows that even started later in life, it would really improve the quality of life as we age. CARP has a long, impressive history of advocating on behalf of older Canadians by seeking to improve their quality of life through campaigns that are aimed at changing government policy. Well, now we're promoting personal responsibility for the prevention and our own health care, why we all must play an active part in our own health as we get older. As we age, there are, of course, many excuses why we don't exercise. We don't feel like it. We're too old. We're out of shape. We don't want to get back into a dedicated fitness program. However, there's lots of forms of physical activity that are fun. Walking, swimming, light aerobics, weightlifting. It means making fitness fun, interactive, and mentally stimulating. As CARP president and Zoomer Media president Moses Zimer recently told all our CARP members, he said, there's a mountain of literature on the benefits of physical activity. Prescribing exercise for our gang may be more important than prescribing medicine. So there's all kinds of studies. One of them shows that walking is best. Walking is easiest. It improves fitness, cardiac health, alleviates depression and fatigue. So we encourage everyone to participate in walking activities according to their own ability, with the goal of making it a habit that Zoomers don't want to break. And if you'd like to learn more, we have a lot of information on our website at carp.ca/fitness.
And carp.ca/Marylands. If you're not a member of CARP yet, you can join and get a discount by using my name, carp.ca/Marilyn, M-A-R-I-L-Y-N. And you can join the hundreds of thousands of seniors who are fighting to make this a better place for all of us. I guess it's $15, Bill, is it not?
Yes, it is.
So a bargain. You can get all sorts of wonderful information. Just log on to carp.ca. And if you're not a member yet, remember to add /Marilyn. Thank you, Bill. I look forward to learning more from you next week.
Thank you, Marilyn. Good to have been here.
You love your neighborhood. You love your home. If it's getting to be too much to handle, share it. Golden Girls Canada is a resource for shared living for single, mature adults. Start living life like it's golden. Go to goldengirlscanada.ca.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to me. Seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
Now I'm Marilyn West and your wardrobe doctor. I've always loved giving gifts to the people in my life and pride myself in giving gifts my recipients love and enjoy so that they know I really know them. Since February houses Valentine's Day, birthdays, anniversaries, and other special days, I thought you'd enjoy hearing Allison's story. Allison came to me flustered. She just had 2 weeks to find the perfect gift for her best friend, Anita, whose birthday is on Valentine's Day. She didn't want to give an item of clothing because size or fit were too complicated. She and her bestie always give each other chocolate for Valentine's Day, and she always tops it off with a special birthday gift. However, Allison has rarely seen Anita use any of the gifts that she's given her. So she's had second thoughts and second-guessed herself about what to give her friend Anita as a gift. Anita is going to be 60. She has everything. In fact, Allison thinks she might have twos of some things. So Allison feels stuck. A gift card feels cold and impersonal. So Allison asked me, "What do you give to someone who has everything, like my friend Anita?" When someone is our best friend, we probably know them pretty well. Allison knows that Anita's favorite color is red, that her personal interests are golf, art, and theater, and that she collects owls and loves all things owl. It's up to know or find out what will make our friend smile and feel appreciated, so it's not just a gift in a box, it has some meaning. My suggestions to Allison were as follows. Tickets to the Van Gogh Immersive, a gift of time including lunch or dinner. A stylish toque, a hat with a pom-pom, mitts, and an indigenous art shawl with red as its dominant color. An owl motif something. It so happens I have an owl motif silver pendant in my store, Maryland's, for just $20. And since Anita is a lover of owls, I suggested that Allison check out the Owl Foundation in Vineland in the Niagara Peninsula. It helps Canadian owls that are injured or orphaned. Allison is all set for her best friend's birthday on Valentine's Day. What did she do? Well, she purchased the owl pendant for $20. She also made a donation to the Owl Foundation and topped it off with an IOU, the gift of time, a day in Niagara with a visit to the Owl Foundation. It does take an effort to find a perfect gift for anyone, but when we keep our eyes and ears open and really get to know our recipient, the perfect gift isn't about how much money we spend, it's about how much heart and energy that factor in to the fact we give a gift from our heart that shows our heart knows theirs. A heart feels a heart is the expression. So just by acknowledging the special day, we've done something positive. A call, a card with the right words, the tiniest gift, regardless of its intrinsic value, will be impactful. We have to invest our time and energy to find that perfect gift. As Marilyn West and the Wardrobe Doctor, I'm happy to be a gift to anyone who wishes for a personal stylist to dress them and advise them. Just call me and we can organize it. I'll gladly be your recipient's personal stylist, and you can determine the amount of a gift certificate to my store, Marilyn's. I won't charge for my time. I'll be your recipient's wardrobe doctor and give her an experience she'll enjoy and thank you for. There is an art to dressing well and one to giving presents that are a perfect gift and fill a recipient's heart with joy. It's not about how much we spend, it's about doing it right and making our recipient happy. So don't just shop for a gift, make it about finding the perfect one. Next Saturday is our next bra clinic at Maryland's. Anyone wishing to experience the amazing healthy bra with no underwire and no elastic straps is welcome to book a time at my store, Maryland's. Just call me at 416-504-6777 to set your time. Next, after a short message, Christine, the health coach, will join us, and then Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile will share a happy story. So there's lots more to come, all from a woman's perspective, with me, Marilyn Weston, and your team, right here on Zoomer Radio.
Vaginal changes due to menopause are normal, but painful intercourse, bladder infection, soreness, and dryness don't have to be, thanks to a gentle laser therapy offered by FemRenew that can save millions of women from suffering silently. Visit FemRenew.ca to discover a non-hormonal treatment that's safe and cutting-edge without any cutting at all. A vaginal procedure so advanced, you'll be in and out in 5 minutes. Explore FemRenew.ca and experience the new normal.
Now our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Marilyn. How to improve your strength and coordination. It turns out that one of the most important causes of reduced strength and coordination with aging is simply reduced levels of physical activity. There is a myth in our society that it is fine to do progressively less exercise the older we get. The truth is just the opposite. As you age, it becomes more important to exercise regularly, perhaps even increasing the amount of time you spend exercising to compensate for bodily changes in hormones and other factors that you cannot control. The good news is that participating in exercise to improve strength and coordination can help people of any age. Here are some things you can do to improve your strength and coordination, whether you're 18 or 88 years old. Participate in aerobic exercise, such as brisk walking, jogging, biking, swimming, or aerobic classes at least 30 minutes per day, 5 days a week. Participate in exercise that helps with strength, balance, and flexibility at least 2 hours per week, such as yoga, tai chi, Pilates, and isometric weightlifting. Practice sports that you want to improve at, such as golf, tennis, and basketball. Take advantage of lessons from teachers and advice from coaches and trainers to improve your exercise skills. Fuel your brain and muscles with a Mediterranean menu of foods, including fish, olive oil, avocados, fruits, vegetables, nuts, beans, whole grains, and poultry. Eat other foods sparingly. Sleep well. You can actually improve your skills overnight while you are sleeping. So if you need any help to get started on a healthy lifestyle, call me at 416-809-4084 or visit my website, ChristineTheHealthCoach.com.
A healthy lifestyle is definitely what I shoot for, and I believe that everyone should want it. So do try, and when you want help, know that Christine, the health coach, can guide you. She can be your GPS, 416-809-4084. One call and you'll be started. Thank you, Christine.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Moving Seniors with a Smile removes the stress from moving. Need help deciding what to take, what to sell, and what to give away? Book a free consultation at movingseniorswithasmile.ca. When it's time to move, seniors do it with a smile.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to me. Seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
Now, Senior Move Manager Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile joins us with positive thoughts and a happy story. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning, Marilyn. And wishing our listeners happy celebrations of any kind this month as we're being tested and tried with anxiety-inducing news no matter which way we look. I decided to call my happy story this week, Wisdom from Mary. Mary's been a client for many years now. We managed her seamless downsize and move about 5 years ago. And as Mary's dealing with some health challenges that include macular degeneration, I go to her condo once or twice a year and help her to keep on top of her paper and her accumulations. Mary has a big family that's spread across the country, and she looks forward to her periodic visits and catch-ups. She's a very wise woman, and I always look forward to seeing her as well. This visit, she didn't fail to once again impress me. I asked her to share what she does to remain positive through these challenging times, and she was happy to share a few nuggets that she said I could pass along. Mary says she limits her news listening to once a day. Otherwise, she worries about the things she knows she has no control over. She also tries to reach out to one person every day on the phone, but she's careful to limit the advice that she gives to her family and her friends. With a twinkle in her eyes, she confessed she didn't always listen to people's advice either. And well, life goes on, the world changes, and people have to find their own way. She told me this lightens her load as well, because she doesn't feel quite so responsible for everyone in her life. Mary also happily lets things go that she's collected over time. She believes they served her, and now someone else can get use out of them. She told me that one of the toughest things she had to do was to clear out her parents' home when we passed away, and she swore she'd never do that to her children. She's generous with her family and friends, but she doesn't want to hold on to things in case they someday might want them. Making donations to charity helps her to feel good. She's also aware she doesn't want things to pile up and create tripping hazards with her eyesight and mobility challenges. Like many of our older clients, Mary's insightful, pragmatic, and has a sense of humor. In the mental health field, she'd be considered resilient, and I feel privileged to be a small part of her world. Mary could have hunkered down with a frown when she got her diagnosis, but she stays engaged and, for the most part, positive. Happy to help, Mary, and happy to share your words of wisdom today.
Oh, what a lovely story. Hello to Mary if you're listening, and thank you. And thank you for giving us such good advice and learning from Mary. Lori, if someone wants to make sure that they aren't creating hazards in their home and they want to lighten their load, how do we reach you?
You can call me at 416-697-8106.
You can be a pragmatic. You can be kind to yourself and to others when you create space and make your life lighter and easier with the help of Lori Bell and her team, her dream team, for Moving Seniors with a Smile. Thank you, Lori.
Thank you, Marilyn, and have a great week.
You too. Time once again to say goodbye and thank you. Thank you to all the healthcare workers and essential service providers. And thank you to Kelly, Carlos, Duncan, and the production team. And thank you to the From a Woman's Perspectives team of experts. And a very special thank you to you for making time to spend with us this hour. Chocolate, flowers, tokens of love are all things we can give to those who are our special someones. But we need to remember the most precious gift is our sincere love and appreciation of those people in our lives who travel our journey with us and who are there for us when we need them. Material gifts are just the icing on the cake. And anything we give to say thank you and we care is positive, so long as it conveys a sincere message and comes from our heart. So we must be true to our heart, not afraid to open it and follow it. It will bring us friendship and companionship and nurture us as we work toward our goals and live our life as best we can. Our lives will be enriched and our view of the world and life will be more positive when we follow our hearts. So go where your heart leads you. Act from kindness and love each day and celebrate Valentine's Day and every day, living authentically and true to yourself. When you find you have a question or need guidance, remember you're from a woman's perspective team is a phone call or email away. Just log on to marilyns.ca to find us or call me personally, Marilyn Weston, at 416-504-6777. On behalf of myself and your From a Woman's Perspective team here on Zoomer Radio, we wish you a happy February, a loving Valentine's Day, a pleasureful random act of kindness day, and a life where your heart takes you on its amazing journey and fulfills your dreams. Stay safe, be well, until we speak again from a woman's perspective next Saturday morning at 8 here on Zoomer Radio. Bye for now. Be loving, be kind, and enjoy each moment.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. for seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.